I have good news today. So, good. The good news is that I was prepared for much less time, so the message will be brief. The message today is from the parasha Re'eh, God's commandment to see. Excuse me, Deuteronomy 11:26 through 16:17. But first, I have a personal story. I was not here at Adat last Shabbat. My wife, the ever-lovely Pamela, and I were visiting our one and only grandchild. Okay. Wyatt Zeppelin Acre. It's going to be a strong boy. So when I was holding him, there were some thoughts that came to mind. Remember that the psalmist said, "For thou didst form my inward parts, thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me when as yet there was not one of them." And then the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. So, as I was holding the miracle of life. Now, the wife was a little fussy. And I was using all my grandfatherly skills. Wasn't working very well. And his mother feeds him every 2 hours, and she was going, "You got it, Grandpa." And my wife was happy to take over for me because that I couldn't give in. But then I saw something really remarkable. And as we were reciting the Shema today, okay, I thought of this. Because suddenly, the door opened. And his father came in and rushed across the room and grabbed him and held him up in his hands, in his big hands, and brought him right up to his face and kissed him and started talking to him. And he quieted down, and he was happy and peaceful and secure in his father's hands. And then they went off, and he held him for a while and talked to him. Like, that's the experience that we can have if we'll let him. Okay. Well, he knew his father. But then I went back to work on Monday. We stayed over and got up at 4 in the morning and drove for 8 hours, and I went to work. My wife went home and slept. But when I got to work, someone said, "Did you hear the news?" I'm going, "No, what's that?" See, there was a good man, a fine man. He was a Marine, 22 years in the Marine Corps. He was a sergeant major. A sergeant major is the top enlisted rank in the Marine Corps. 50 years old, he was dead, died. Someone that we worked with. Now, some people here think 50 is pretty old, and some of you think 50 is pretty young. Then I started thinking about other people that I know, teenagers that had died, babies, uncles, aunts. And the words of Isaiah come to mind to remember, because he said, "All flesh is grass, and its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever." And it reminded me of that. And we talked in the office a little bit. People are talking about this guy and stuff. And my boss, my old boss, because I don't work for him anymore, but he's a friend of mine, and he was talking, and he remembered something that had impressed him that his father told him when he was a young boy, and someone had died in their family. And I don't remember the circumstance he was talking about, but people were saying, gee, you know, and they were talking about death and heaven. And I guess his dad was a man of few words, but he said something that impressed my friend. And I thought it was worth repeating. He said, heaven is a prepared place for people who are prepared. Heaven is a prepared place for people who are prepared. Okay. Well, so what does that have to do with the this week's Torah portion? Yeah, maybe nothing, but it might. So let's see. So now, there's some people coming to visit us soon here at Adat HaMashiach, the Congregation of the Messiah. They're coming here because they're not Jewish, but they have a heart for Jewish people. I was thinking about that. Did you ever really think about what it means to have a heart for something? I mean, people say that, but what does it mean to have a heart for something? So I'll tell you what I think it means. I think it means that they, in their inner man, care about the well-being of Jewish people, and they want their outside to demonstrate what is on the inside. That is, they want what is inside them transformed into action. They care about Jewish people and have good news for them, and they are coming here to see if we at the Congregation of the Messiah, Adat HaMashiach, can help them. Can we? Can we help them? I think there is something that will help us to help them in this week's parasha in Re'eh. Now, this week, the Holy One, blessed is He, promises Israel either blessings or curses. We just read that. Depending on whether they follow the Lord their God or some other gods. Then he gives an extensive list of instructions and rules. Now, there's one of these rules, these commands, that is specific to how we can help those people that are coming to visit us, those who have a heart for Jewish people. Deuteronomy 13:1. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true concerning which he spoke to you, saying, let's go after other gods whom you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, cling to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has counseled rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. He has counseled rebellion to seduce you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall purge the evil from among you. So how does one identify this kind of false prophet? And what was Israel to do when they found one? Now, as I was thinking about this, it reminded me of something that happened to me. Now, it's been about over 2 years ago, and I'm kind of embarrassed that this story is that old, because I should have newer stories. But it was it really affected me, and I've told some of you this before, but I think it bears worth repeating. Okay. My wife and I were having dinner with two friends. They were a Jewish couple. We've been traveling with them, and we were having dinner with them, and we were waiting to go to dinner. We were just having conversation. We were in Canada. We were in Montreal. You know, we were having a good time. Okay. One of them just said, "Well, so, just what is it that you believe?" And I made notes now, because I said something like this: I believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as he has revealed himself through Moses in Torah. I believe that Moses was a prophet of the Most High, and that another prophet like unto Moses will be raised up, and That prophet will be the promised Messiah, unlike any other Messiah. I believe that Yeshua ben Yosef, Yeshua son of Joseph of Nazareth, is that prophet, like Moses, that he has come, that he is God come in the flesh in the likeness of a man, that he is Mashiach ben Yosef, the suffering servant come to suffer and die for the sins of the world. I believe that he is coming again at the end of the age as Mashiach ben David, Messiah son of David, the Lion of Judah, to deliver his people from destruction. I believe that whoever puts his trust in him with the faith of our father Abraham, his faith will be counted as righteousness, and he will be delivered from the second death and have a place in the world to come. So, you know, I thought that was pretty good. Now, we went on to dinner, okay? And there was, and other stuff happened, and that was, yes. But there are questions that some of you have been asked in a similar situation. And the question would be like this. I've been told this before, that I must believe in Yeshua to have a place in the world to come. Did Yeshua teach that it is no longer necessary to follow the Torah of Moses? Do you believe that? I have also been told to love God, love my neighbor. Those are now the only commandments that God requires. Is that what you believe? And I guess the question to us is, what do we believe? My Jewish friends believe the Torah as written by Moses. They believe the Torah is written by Moses. Remember this week's parashah? If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true concerning which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods whom you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear him. You shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him. Okay, now, can my Jewish friends follow a man presented to them as the Holy One in human flesh, God incarnate, if that man teaches them to no longer follow God's commandments as delivered through Moses? If that prophet teaches them that Moses is now irrelevant, that if they only believe in Yeshua, they will be set free from being under and following Torah. Torah, which says, you shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has counseled rebellion against the Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. He's to seduce you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So shall you purge evil from your midst. What does that Holy One, blessed be he, command in this week's parasha? For prophets that teach a path other than obeying God's commandments as delivered through Moses, what does he teach for those prophets? What is the command of God for false prophets, for seducing prophets? Death? Is that correct? Okay. Death for those that would seduce you from walking in the way the Lord your God commanded you to walk, the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. So shall you purge evil from among you. Okay, now, didn't the temple leaders turn Yeshua over to the Romans to be executed as an insurrectionist on a criminal stake? Is that what happened? Remember the question from my Jewish friends? Did Yeshua teach that it is no longer necessary to follow the Torah of Moses? Okay. Now, if Yeshua is the prophet like unto Moses, and he is, if Yeshua is God incarnate and he is, if Yeshua is not a false seducing prophet deserving death, and he's not, then what commandments does he instruct us to follow? Does he instruct us to follow the commandments of Moses? What answer would you have for my Jewish friends? My friends who will not be seduced from walking in the way the Lord their God commanded them to walk. And what would you tell those that have a heart for Jewish people and want to share with them some good news? And if, as my friend's father told him years ago, heaven really is a prepared place for those who are prepared, how does one prepare? Okay, do you have good news for our Jewish relatives and friends and for those that want to contact them? Is it that Yeshua taught that it is no longer necessary to follow the Torah of Moses? Is that our good news? What is our good news? What would you tell my Jewish friends? What will we tell those people that have a heart for Jewish people and are coming here for our help? What did Yeshua teach? How do we show on the outside what's inside of us? These are things I think are worth contemplating as we consider this week's parasha. That's it, folks. May he who makes peace on high make peace upon us and all Israel. And let us say,